T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
3 interesting movies today,
okay.
and one of them, the first one, Bumblebee, is a Transformers movie, and I'm kind of on record as not liking this
series.
It you know, it just tends to become a bunch of special effects fighting each other.
Yeah.
But I like this one. It's got a bit more heart to it than the others have had. It's set back in the 80s, and we've got Hailee Steinfeld, who's a really appealing young actress. I like her a lot. And she's a teenager who finds Bumblebee, the Autobot, who's disguised himself as a 67 VW in a junkyard. And he's, of course, being hunted by the bad robots. And John Cena's in it, too, is this an army guy who's after him. And Cena's always good in these kinds of things. And he's, again, turns in another really good performance here. And the whole thing has a really kind of nice human feeling to it. Even though it's a PG-13 rating, it's not as violent as a lot of the Transformers movies have been. And it actually is trying to you know, generate some emotion for these characters in the situation. So I'm surprised that I'm actually going to recommend this one. Not a 100% recommendation, but it's pretty good.
Bumblebee. All right. Now, this Mule movie with Clint Eastwood sounds like a movie I'd take my dad to. Is this one any good?
Yes, it is. And it is surprisingly good. This is based on a true story. And Clint Eastwood plays this old guy named Earl, who was a florist. He grew daylilies. But economics have kind of forced him out of the business. And because he is a proud Korean War veteran who drives an old pickup truck and has a perfect driving record, he is recruited by a Mexican drug cartel to move their product from kind of southwest Arizona up to Chicago. And Earl knows exactly what he's doing. He you know, this is not anything that, you know, he understands this is illegal. But he needs the money. He has realized that he kind of wasted his life by not paying more attention to his wife, who's now divorced him, and his kids. And so he's really trying to sort of have a second start here. He's sort of doing this for all the right reasons, even though he knows it's wrong.
Okay.
And it is – this is – one of Clint Eastwood's most flawed characters, but I think he really pulls it off right. For some reason, the movie didn't catch on in theaters, and I really hope it does now, because this is a movie that I think you and your dad would enjoy. It would make you talk to each other about the things that are in it. It is very politically incorrect in a lot of ways, and I really love that about it. Clint Eastwood doesn't care who he offends, and that is always refreshing. I just thought this was a better movie than a lot of people gave it credit for. It didn't do particularly well in theaters, and it really should find a nice audience here, particularly if you're a Clint Eastwood fan.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're not going to see him on screen in a leading role again.
Much more,
and this is a really fitting end to his career.
All right. Well, The Mule, we'll look for that on online. And then Vice, this is one that Dad would be throwing his drink at the screen, I suspect.
As I said when this came out in theaters, this movie, it is profoundly, deeply anti-Republican.
Yeah, okay.
It could have been funded by the Democratic National Committee.
Scratched off the list. I don't need it.
And that said, Christian Bale does an incredible impersonation of Dick Cheney.
All right.
And it is done in a very entertaining and surprising and funny way, but this is not a movie that is going to try to change anyone's mind. This movie is propaganda. It wants to reinforce the things that you already believe if you share its political bent.
Okay.
And not going to change anybody's mind.
We got it. That one's deleted. Vice. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from mike-mayo.com. Always appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, John.
All right. 8:49 on this Tuesday morning. Let's check our headlines from the WRVA newsroom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.